No, there's not.
You know, if that's a need that the diocese has expressed that they want us to fill, I certainly can do that. We just started doing last year, actually, an orientation for diocesan marriage and family life directors that we partnered with the John Paul II Institute for Marriage and Family Studies at Catholic University. So they were doing the theological piece, and we were doing the program piece at the Bishop's Conference. And we certainly could do that for NFP coordinators, and we can do it in all kinds of formats where we could even offer it as a workshop here at NAFLAM annually. We certainly could do that. The simple distance learning way to do that is to read section one of the standards that we have online and ask yourself, am I doing these things? Because those are all of your basic building blocks for your own job, for the programming itself, and that's kind of like a triage way of looking at how to be an NFP coordinator. I'm going to also tomorrow talk a little bit more about an online closed social network that I'm currently looking to set up for diocesan NFP coordinators so that they can learn from each other as well. Because as you can see, I'm like the hub of the wheel, but these are the people who are really doing the work in the field. And it's important for people to talk with each other as well. But again, if diocesan people express that they need some orientation and training and workshops on how to be a coordinator, we can provide it.
You know, I do want to point out that the role of at least from my perspective, the role of the NFP coordinator is going to be as unique to each diocese. You know, you find Cindy, who is, that's the only thing that she's doing is NFP. And who she is as the NFP coordinator is very much different in her diocese than who I am as the NFP coordinator in our diocese. But who I am fits who we are as a diocese and what the needs are in our diocese as well. So I know Bismarck Diocese, Amanda's here. They're structured very much like we are. And Amanda and I learned from each other. They don't have a policy, but we certainly are learning from each other as we're making this road together, side by side.
When you were talking about recertification, it seems to be an issue that I'm grappling with now. You have a group of volunteers who are teaching and are certified, but how do I insist on recertification? How do I insist on documentation that they've done something, you know, to recertify themselves either once a year or once every 5 years?
I think you need to go back to the program that trained them and who's head of that program. Well, they're the ones who should be following.
But how do you do that? I mean, in my diocese, we do have our own training program.
Oh, okay.
Along with, we have teachers in every type of method, plus we have our own training. But
okay, and that's very different for us
to track down a recertification of those teachers.
Well, maybe Mike or Teresa.
Which diocese are you in? Oh, you're Cleveland, okay. Well, there are two things going on here. Some of the national providers do not have every so many years a recertification of their teachers, a renewal. But they keep them current in different ways. They have different ways of tracking whether or not they're teaching clients, they're participating in educational events. It's important to know what the NFP providers are doing. There's that as number one. On our side of the fence, from the ministerial side of the fence, if you implement the standards, you have an objective tool that you can use where if the teacher wants to be part of the team, the teacher is going to have to keep up the standards. And we do that every 5 years. A diocese can have its own policy as well for how they want their diocesan NFP ministry to run. And if you want to have every year an assessment of your teachers that you do so that you know that everybody is on the same page, professional, competent, teaching what the church teaches. You can create your own as long as the bishop approves it. Of course, everything is through the bishop with you. But, you know, for national providers, you do need to be in touch with them, establish relationships, and find out exactly what they're doing. And as the question that was just asked right now about what about an orientation or a training for diocesan coordinators, I don't know if there's a need unless people ask me. And that's the same thing I would guess with providers.
There's another method, too, and that's making it be approved by the bishop.
Yes, there is.
Your NFP providers, your NFP instructors can be approved by the bishop.
Right, but
the
only problem with that one is that there are very few Bishop Olmsteads. Bishop Olmsted is the son of an NFP teacher.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, so you know, if the bishop doesn't have time to really look at the technical aspects of what the teacher is teaching and how they're teaching, because there could be bad teaching.
Well, I didn't say that. I said they are approved. It's up to you to assess them.
Right.
And you say to the bishop, this particular instructor is not and he can say she doesn't teach or they don't teach.
Well, that's true. That is true.
I mean, you have that out. Mm-hmm. You have that sledgehammer, if you will. If you, you know,
that's the wrong word.
the bishop. You write a letter for the bishop saying you have to be approved by me, et cetera, et cetera. And he's probably signed into that. Oh, that's wonderful. You know, and you tell him.
Well, I don't want it to sound like I have no control over.
No, that's not what I meant.
Because we have I have contact with them and stuff like that. I just wondered if there was a form or, because not all our teachers are nationally certified. We diocesan certify them, but they're not all going on to the next step to get nationally certified.
I use a spreadsheet. Because I have 85 teachers and I'm training 15 more. So I can't keep track of them all unless I have them all on a spreadsheet with all of what they need, all of the trainings that they attend, when certifications due. If they're a BOMA teacher, then they need recertification at this date, etc. And yeah, sometimes it's like herding cats. Hello, you know, answer your emails or, you know, the phone calls or whatever. It helps that we do have social things at least twice a year. I mean, an in-service once a year, and then a social, a dinner, and a mass and a dinner. So they're coming to us for things, you know, when they come to get their box of supplies for their next class. Hey, you owe me a few things. Sit down, let's talk, and that type of thing. But I do have to keep track of it on a pretty big grid, so I could share that with you if that would be a help.
Yeah,
yes.
That would be great.
I'm no longer in Austin, but NFP was part of the pro-life office when I was there. What we did was, if you didn't keep your certification up, whatever your organization said for that, then the certificate that the couple preparing for marriage did not count.
Wow.
And so that was how we enforced the NFP teachers. We'll say, A, we won't advertise your classes on our website, and then you want people to come.
Yeah.
And B, if somebody brings in a certification from you that you signed and you're not up to date, we won't count that towards their marriage preparation.
Wow.
It was sort of hard-nosed, but it got everybody saying, okay, they're serious about this.
Hey, there's a couple ideas. We learn from each other. Yes.
So, in each of your dioceses, are the NFP teachers going through the dioceses or are they going to be in a contract?
I think each of us have very different models, and I don't know if I'm unique in the country. I think Alice Heinzen and I are probably more similar. In our diocese, we are the clearinghouse, really. We order the supplies. We get the teacher's availability. We set up the classrooms and get all of that. So we set up the schedule. It's all online. Couples can go one place, look at the classes, click, get into the class, pay with a credit card. All the money comes to us. All of our teachers are volunteers. All get paid the same stipend. Whether they're, every method is the same in our diocese. But I think that's a little bit different than other dioceses.
And I'll talk about this, what we do in the next year.
Okay. So in our next stage then, let's go ahead. And somebody asked about remote and proximate. We do also teach chastity in the Diocese of Phoenix. We saw that as a need. As soon as we got this piece together, we thought, oh, marriage rates are still falling. We got to go earlier and earlier and younger and younger. And so we do have a chastity program as well. So I just wanted to kind of put it into perspective a little bit in our diocese into what marriage prep kind of looks like in a timeline. Now that you've got the 9 months, we don't want to be like what Father Bob illustrated. Let's twiddle our thumbs and then at the last month scramble to do everything. We wanted to kind of give the couples and the priests, you know, kind of benchmarks. And so let's pretend, for instance, that, you know, on New Year's Eve, a couple gets engaged. Well, that happens a lot, right? So January 1st, they run right in and meet with the pastor. But let's just pretend. We're going to pretend, okay? Work with me, okay? Sorry. So the couple will meet then with the pastor or his delegate, and then that parish starts the nuptial file. Let's just pretend it starts January 1st. So in January, then, we use focus, but some type of marriage inventory is taken by the couple. And then sometime between January and March, then, they can take a marriage life skills course, one of their courses. And an example of that would be Love for Life Weekend, which we host at the diocese, and we run at the diocese. Engaged Encounter, Unitas, or another approved parish program. And or the evenings for engaged. Then around any time between March and June, they attend a God's Plan for a Joy-Filled Marriage, and that will include their NFP introduction by an NFP teacher, teaching couple, or a parish rep couple. And then after that, they can start their full course of NFP. And that's really why we were able to convince the diocese the bishop was able to convince the priest that we need to go from a 6 to a 9 month policy so that we have time to take a full course of NFP, at least 4 sessions over 10 to 12 weeks, including charting in our diocese. We're really mean. We make them chart. Because we figure they really won't learn the beauty of the method if they're not charting. And that does mean I'll just go back and finish this and then I'll go back. So then there's charting. And they get their certificate. Then they have this month for reconciliation, just the party and the date, and then that final meeting. So the very earliest, if you started January 1st, should be an October 1st wedding. That's, you know, in the perfect world. So I saw charting put a lot of hands up. Questions? Yes?
Well, if you have a couple that's contracepting and tells you, I'm not getting off contracepting,
that doesn't happen in our diocese. I'm a liar. See my nose grow. So what happens is we say, and all of our teachers, you know what to say. You know, here I've got this nice big class of 9, 10 couples. You know, everybody is going to, you know, be in our class for the next 10 to 12 weeks. We're going to get to know each other a little bit, you know, and this is a class for adults. So we're going to put our cell phones away, and we're going to learn about our bodies in a way you won't learn anywhere else, guaranteed, in this world. And that's the very least that you're going to come away from this this education piece is have a greater appreciation of your bodies for health. But that's the very least. At the very most, at the greatest, and what we hope for you is that you have something for the next 30 to 40 years of your life that's going to build your marriage in so many ways. So we're all adults here. In order to get your certificate, you have to attend all the classes together with your cell phones off. And you have to do all the activities in the class. You have to come to the follow-ups, and you have to chart. You may be contracepting. Some are when they come in, and most aren't when they leave. But when they come in and they're, and you can still make a chart if you're contracepting, you can still take your temperature, you can still use the bathroom and write down what you have. It won't be the same as what the nice pictures are in the book. But that's okay. You'll get into the habit of it and see the beauty of it. And what we have found is that couples want to be like the book. And that alone, that practice of how come I'm not like that, makes them realize it might not be such a bad idea. We can't believe how many couples get off the pill now. And I've been teaching for, 30 years. So it's been a huge sea change. The other thing that happens, too, is we propose, we're always just proposing. We're just always inviting. And we're saying things like, let me tell you in the one-on-one that we have in our follow-up, when you get off the pill, these are the things that are happening. We don't pussyfoot. We don't say you should get off the pill or don't talk to them because they're on the pill. We always try to engage and invite. When you get off the pill, you might see some things that are going to happen. And then we just leave it at that. We try to really meet them where they are. And just couple after couple, I see most of the intake forms, and it's just all of our teachers are thrilled to pieces. And it has become the cool thing in Catholic Phoenix to become NFP teachers. Really? Oh, there's more people that want to be teachers. I mean, seriously, it's just a full-time job just training them all, which is exciting. It's very exciting to see these young couples come and want to be part of this in crowd. So that's, that's part of, because they're interacting with couples and they're seeing this change. And it's very exciting for them. They're not going away going, I just wasted another 2 hours, all those contracepting couples I just taught. But they're seeing these changes and they're seeing changed lives, and it's been tremendous. Yes?
You had